The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn and for Kate Archer Kent. And here's a couple of questions to consider for this conversation. How comfortable and accessible is your place of work for you right now? And how many of your coworkers share that same level of comfort and access? Wisconsin's new Ability Ambassador Project's offering to help those answer those questions, along with providing strategies for improving the quality of life at work for everybody. And you can join our conversation with your work-life experiences, stories about accommodations, accessibility, comfort in the workplace. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. We're going to be meeting with two local Ability ambassadors in a few minutes, but let's start with the person responsible for leading this effort in Wisconsin. Deidre Hafner is the CEO of the Alumni Resource Center with Post College Connections Incorporated. Deidre, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being here and introduce us to the Ability Ambassadors. Tell us about them.
Well, to fast forward, so all of the individuals that are Ability Ambassadors are students that I had as a professor in a program that I started in 2008. And so it was the first inclusion program for students with intellectual disabilities in Wisconsin. And fast forwarding, so we kind of after college created an organization with our parents of the alumni and created an organization called Post College Connections, Inc., because I found that students were after college experienced loneliness. It was really hard for them to figure out how to be independent and how to, make decisions as a young adult. And so that happens with lots of different people. So out of this is that we have always had a need. The individuals are people who really want to be able to do disability advocacy. And so we were fortunate in being able to receive a grant. It's called the Wisconsin DHS ARPA grant, American Rescue Plan grant. And part of it out of the grant was to be able to create this project. And so the Ability Ambassador project was where we put people together and said, okay, we all need to learn first how to be Ability Ambassadors and what that is, and then learn how to work as a team to be able to represent that to the community and to the public. And so that's what our group has been doing for the last several months is creating this brand new idea. It's never been done in Wisconsin before, of actually having people with intellectual disabilities and developmental disabilities talking about their experiences of being in work and in the workplace and how people are treated in either being respected or not respected. And so they want to just make the world a better place by helping other people understand where they're coming from and how they can help make sure that there's inclusion happening in the workplace.
So what can businesses expect, Deidre, when the Ability Ambassadors make a visit to their place of work?
That's a really good question. So what would happen is that we've been putting together for quite a few months is, first of all, they've been practicing, they've pulled together their elevator pitches, right, and talking about why they're Ability Ambassadors. And so what we would be doing is coming out to the workplace, and we have a couple of presentations that we've put together. And we were able to do our first opening performance last weekend. And so they've been practicing about, why is it important that we are able to talk about this? So we've put together two different performances, followed by an opportunity for our Ability Ambassadors to talk about how to create some accommodations for people and be able to then kind of get a tour of the business and then talk to the leaders of the organization with their own recommendations of how they could come up with strategies for making an inclusive environment.
How tailored are these proposals for businesses? How unique and individual are they for each business visited by the Ability Ambassadors, Deidre?
You know, that's a really good question because each business is completely unique. And the thing I love is that they're looking at it from their perspective. And so as people are walking through the door, one of the things that, for example, we were at the My Art Center, and for the first time, a couple of our individuals who have physical disabilities they were amazed because it was a brand new facility and a brand new auditorium. And they're like, wow, I can just step right onto a stage. I don't have to go upstairs. So they noticed right away, they were quite observant of those sorts of aspects. And it really comes down to is that people who are employees or who want to work in the workforce, they want to be just like everybody else. They want to go through the same door as everybody else. They want to go through the same check-in procedure as everybody else. And if there's a barrier where you have to now go through a separate door and you can't get to the same room that everybody else is going to, those are noticeable things. And most employers might not notice those things right away, but they notice it. And those are the things that they'll be able to express. I also have individuals who notice things. For example, if there are individuals perhaps who have autism, who notice different sensory types of things going on. Maybe there's a room that has a lot of loud noise. Maybe there's rooms that have certain lighting. So there's looking at those things, but also how welcome is the organization to the individuals with disabilities. And so being able to talk with coworkers about how to do what we refer to as disability etiquette. And so if you have a person, a coworker with a disability, how do you ask that person about their disability? And what is it that they, how do they want to be treated? And what are the kinds of things that they want? And I find that for the most part, and both Taylor and Emily a little bit later will be able to talk about, is how a lot of the stuff that goes on in the work world is related to how that interaction happens with supervisors and coworkers. And a lot of it is having conversations and being able to talk about those things that we sometimes feel awkward about, or that, you know, people are kind of feeling a disconnect. And it's kind of like, oh, I really wish my coworkers would understand my disability, because everybody is different, right? Everybody has a different way of doing things. And so if that understanding is there, then I find that coworkers and employers are incredibly welcoming. And we've had incredible success in terms of all of my individuals, all of the ability ambassadors are employed and they are working in the workforce right now, which is great. And we want more of that to happen. And it's really having those conversations and being able to just openly talk about what disabilities are about and how each person is different and how that can be communicated and shared with others in the workplace.
We're talking about the Ability Ambassadors Project with Deidre Hafner, CEO of the Alumni Resource Center with Post College Connections. And we invite you to our conversation at 1-800-642-1234 about accessibility in the workplace, comfort in the workplace, and what we can do to benefit us all. 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Deidre, was there a specific moment that prompted you to start the Ability Ambassadors?
You know, that's a good question. One of the things that I've found is that I've had individuals that have been part of our project and our group who've always really wanted to, they keep telling me of how they want to be able to be able to express themselves and be able to communicate and be an ambassador, be able to have, you know, go and do presentations and talk to groups. So I really took their lead. And I was, you know, I'm very careful at listening in terms of what our young adults want. And, you know, they're not done being, they're living on their own, they're working, but still want to be involved in civic engagement, right? They want to have a role. And so I take their vision and I go with it. And so that's really where our project came out of, is being able to kind of put their ideas together and put it together in a format. And so what I realized is that with some of our folks, some of them have even tried to do that on their own since they've, you know, finished college and tried to get out there on their own. And I realize it's really difficult for them to execute and to be able to put it together. And so they get a few things that might kind of start, but it fades. So the fact that we came together as a group was really important, because then it was them speaking as a group and it gave them a way to be able to put this together. And so putting that execution together. And so, for example, when people were on stage, sometimes a few people get really nervous. They have a lot of anxiety and sure, they have a panic, you know, and being on stage. But it was a matter of supporting each other And so it was by having a group of individuals on stage, the people who are typically shy had each other to lean on, and they were able to speak out, right, and able to say the things they could say. So that's where I think it's really a different idea and a new thing, is that they're really learning to rely on each other for that support and really come together. And so that does allow them to have a platform, and it does allow them to say things. And sometimes the things that people have conversations about that we come up with in talking about, you know, situations that occur in the workplace, are the situations are so pervasive that they don't even realize it until we talk about it. And so somebody will say, well, you know, at my job today, this happened to me. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I've had that happen to me in the past. And that's the unique thing about having a group of individuals, is that collectively we're coming together and being able to talk about things that maybe by yourself you might not realize it. And so, and then just coming up with those oh yes, and then saying, well, what would you do in that situation? And so that's really helping them be better communicators in their own situations, because they realize they're not alone and they're not by themselves being the only person that's speaking up. And I'm amazed how many people are afraid to speak up about their own situations and their own rights. And so we do talk about disability rights, and it's fortunate that we have the Americans with Disabilities Act. And so from 1991, which is a law that says, you know, that people with disabilities that are in employment do have certain rights for accommodations. But most people are afraid to talk to their employers and ask for those accommodations. And even as they get into the job and find that, well, maybe things have changed a little bit, they're still afraid to ask. And so that's an important one, is just teaching individuals to be able to say, hey, I really need to have a checklist, or I need someone to remind me because I have poor memory. And so if you remind me about this, then yes, I can get that done. So it's little things sometimes of just how we interact on a daily basis in the workplace that our folks are getting better at learning how to say to their supervisors, this is the things I need, and in order to be effective. And if you think about it, it's typical for what most people without disabilities need, right? We all need those little things to happen. And I can tell you, if I didn't have my, you know, my own iPhone every day to be checking my calendar and checking my to-do list, I probably wouldn't be as effective. But those are the things that we all need to do, is those little supports. And that's what our individuals are needing to get better at asking, right? And so that's a thing that we all need to be doing in the workplace.
Deidre Hafner is the CEO of the Alumni Resource Center with Post College Connections, Inc., and she stays with us. When we continue, we'll also be joined by two of the Ability Ambassadors here in Wisconsin, and we invite you as well at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you are listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn. We're talking about Wisconsin's Ability Ambassadors. They're adults with disabilities who are trained and committed to improving accessibility and comfort in the workplace. And you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Deidre Hafner stays with us, CEO of the Alumni Resource Center with Post College Connections, Inc. Deidre developed the Ability Ambassadors Project in Wisconsin. And joining us now is Emily Savage, a disability advocate and ability ambassador. As part of her work, Emily was a mentor for high schoolers with disabilities. And Emily, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hello.
Hi. Also joining us this morning is Taylor Petruski. Taylor is an Ability Ambassador as well. Taylor works with students in several after-school programs, teaching them about accessibility and inclusion. Taylor, welcome to you.
Hello.
Hi. Taylor, let's start with you. Why did you want to join the Ability Ambassadors program?
I just wanted people to get the message out that people with disabilities are just like everyone else. We could do it. What others can do, we are here to help change the world and get the message out to others.
Here to change the world. And Emily, what about you? Why did you join the Ability Ambassadors?
To gain confidence, to just be a part of this lovely project, and to make sure people with disabilities are treated equally in the workplace.
Yeah, Deidre was talking about how you are all a team. What's it like to have a team of ambassadors alongside you, Emily?
I really like that a lot. It's been really great to see different people and their different abilities and stuff, and different times that we were like done with the Cutting Edge program and stuff, just all the varieties that we have overall. So I really enjoy being part of the team.
Taylor, what have you enjoyed about being an Ability Ambassador so far?
I have enjoyed just talking to others and educating others about disabilities and just having fun talking to others.
Having fun. Let's go to the phones now at 1-800-642-1234 and bring you into our conversation. Julianne and Madison, good morning.
Hi. I've got a question for what happens when disability accommodations get forgotten or don't work out. I'm in a situation now after a really long 35-year good career with a company where they hired someone back who required retraining and disability accommodations for me. And the first day back, he broke all of them, pretty much. And I had a meltdown. I mean, this is a guy who said I looked like a horse and accused me of throwing monkey poop in my office.
Julianne, I am so sorry this happened to you, and I am so grateful that you called, and I would invite our Ability Ambassadors to address your workplace situation. And Emily, I'll start with you. What do you hear in Julianne's work story there?
So what is the question exactly? I'm sorry.
Well, Julianne has a successful career, but is on medical leave because they rehired someone who has been harassing her and calling her names.
That is terrible. I'm sorry to hear that. I would say that if you can just speak up for yourself and explain that if you are ready to go back to work, explain why you would want to go back, and then ask them to possibly work at different hours as this person, or separate places at that same location or something like that.
Great suggestions. Taylor Petruski, what do you think about bullying in the workplace? How does anybody deal with bullying in the workplace?
It's a really hard situation to deal with, but I think that you just gotta like stand up for yourself and get others involved to stick up for you and just speak what's on your mind and just tell people like it is.
And you know, talking about the teamwork of the Ability Ambassadors and how you're all working as a team, is it easier to stand up for yourself when you have other people around you, Emily?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking there. And that's Emily Savage and Taylor Petruski, who are Ability Ambassadors in Wisconsin. Deidre Hafner also joining us, who's the CEO of the Alumni Resource Center with Post College Connections. The question I have for you, Deidre, here is what about employees with disabilities? Can they seek out one-on-one advice from the Ability Ambassadors? What can people like Julianne do?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have worked with employers and for many years in terms of the exact same kind of things. What do you do with someone with harassment or bullying? And a lot of it comes from a lack of understanding. And I find that education is really the best route, and it's having those conversations and not necessarily singling out any individuals in the workplace, but being able to have open conversations with everybody and just being able to kind of create a platform, which is what our individuals do really well in terms of being able to say, you know what, yes, this is my disability and this is what it is, you know, this is what it is for me, but we're all different. And what happens is in the world is that within the first 30 seconds of meeting someone, individuals are already, people create a perception of you. And we really have to rethink that, because what happens is that if you have a visible disability, the first thing that they're going to assume is that you're not capable. And if you have an invisible disability, they're going to assume that you're trying to get away with something. And now that we have more individuals, for example, being diagnosed with ADHD, that is something that employers are struggling with right now, because people are saying, hey, I need some accommodations. And I can tell that, you know, employers aren't quite understanding that. And so that was just recently highlighted in a Forbes magazine article. And so that's something that we always need to be aware of. And sometimes it's just kind of stepping back and doing a reset and really helping individuals in the workplace, employers, and the coworkers in terms of what's going on. And I find that a lot of people sometimes just don't want to talk about it. They just want to pretend that the disability isn't around or it's not a problem. And yet that's who people are. It's part of their identity. And just like someone who has been able to do their job for a long time, things change.
Yeah.
And when those things change, it's time to have that conversation with the CEOs and with the human resources department and with your direct supervisors to be able to say, okay, what worked for me for the last, 10 years isn't the same as what I am today.
And Deidre, I apologize. We are just out of time. Deidre Hafner, CEO of the Alumni Resource Center with Post College Connections, Inc., developing the Ability Ambassadors Project. And Emily Savage and Taylor Petruski, thank you both very much. They are two of Wisconsin's Ability Ambassadors. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.